My name is Oliver Slate Green, and welcome to One Idea a Day. I'm a surfer, poet, growth lead, astrologer, and creator living in revolutionary times. This podcast is an offering, and I hope it lights something up in you. It's 2035. Bitcoin has hit half of its market cap as we know it today, but in fact, that market cap has more than tripled. You don't really care, though. You're happy. The unbearable weight of the soul-crushing battle between time and paper money has been lifted. Fiat is used to warm homes much in the way it was during some of the darkest days of the 20th century. It makes for fine insulating material as well, as you've come to discover. You walk into your favorite restaurant. They have their roof garden and solar-powered kitchen, and you smile, knowing that the food on your plate costs the earth nothing. It comes time to pay. You forgot your money in the car, but it's cool. You smile at the owner, they smile back, and you walk to your autonomous electric vehicle parked just outside on the solar-powered highways. You come back holding a small ficus. This one is a particularly fine specimen from a family you've been tending since before the big global crash. This was the ficus that sat in your home office all those years you toiled away under that soul-crushing weight. The shop owner replies, "Oh my, you're overpaying again." You smile and remember how rich you are, how rich you've helped make the world. You say the phrase that has replaced thank you and you're welcome in equal turn. It's a phrase that's come to hold the true meaning of value. You say, "We are each other's harvest." And you pay them with the ficus. "We are each other's harvest." They call after you, "Next meal is on us." You're still smiling. Your heart feels light, good, aligned. Your pace is slow. You shudder on the drive home. You're old enough to remember when fiat or paper money drove people to the near brink of extinction. You remember that feeling on that day, watching your retirement accounts plunge into the negative numbers along with the rest of the world. You remember those weeks and months after the panic, the riots, the first burning of the paper money en masse, now meaningless. You run your hand over the scars on your knuckles, and you send out prayers to every other millennial and younger, just like you, who remembers, who's old enough to remember. And you rejoice that your children will never have to go through that hell. You feel the calm return. The PTSD-related flashbacks are getting better. You know, though, that you'll have to talk to your analyst about them. And you remember your fee is coming up. You consider which combination of succulents to offer them and what exactly, which species of tree you plan to plant as payment. Oh, and was it 20 or 25 saplings this month? You'll ask them. You know that for larger purchases, like the one coming up for your child's braces, that you have your cryptocurrency available, which can be bought and traded now for large or small sums at your local world plant bank. You arrive home, you shake off the last of the residue of that memory from that terrible time as you are greeted by your loving and completely transformed partner, who has described to you her work that day in the garden, or the home bank, as you've lovingly begun to call it. Sometimes these exist in personal backyards, but most are at the community level, city or rural. Wealth is collective health in this new world. This is a world in which humans value life, things that grow, and the right shade of green. This is a world that could be, if we could just imagine and truly believe that we are each other's harvest.
Yay!